Okay, so I'm not sure what Svarim people are looking at in terms of Shovavim, but you definitely find in the Svarim that there's a very strong and special connection between the weeks of Shovavim and specifically the Shabbosos of Shovavim. The Shabbos of Shovavim is in many respects the Ikar of Shovavim. Just to make sure that we're all on the same page, for those who don't know, the Pasuk in Yirmiyah says in source number one, Shuvu Banim Shovavim, which is a call for Banim Shovavim, for rebellious Jews, wayward Jews, to return to Hashem. And it was designated, exactly what the first source is a good question, but certainly it's found in the writings of the Arizal and Sifrei Kabbalah and Chassidus, that the weeks of Shomos, Va'era, Bo, Bishalach, Yisra, and Mishpatim, which spell out the first letter, spell out Shovavim, are days that are dedicated to Inyanei Tshuva, specifically to do Tshuva for the Pagam HaBris, for any type of misuse of the Bris Milah, which is often associated and connected to Kedusha in general, Kedusha Seinayim, Kedusha Sabris, Kedusha Sadibor. Okay, and the Tzaddikim tell us that the Shabbosos of Shovavim is really the essence of the days of Shovavim. That what can be accomplished on a Shabbos during the week of Shovavim is really remarkable. And since this Shabbos is the Shabbos of Parshas Shemos, the first, you know, like the Machlokas B'Shamay B'Shil by Ner Chanukah, you know, do you go from 1 to 8 or 8 to 1? But always the beginning of something and the end of something always has within it the greatest potential for that thing. So if Shabbos of Shovavim is in general a chashuv thing, whether it's Shemos or Va'era or Bo or B'Shalach or Yisro or Mishpatim, so all the more so the first Shabbos and the last Shabbos of Shovavim are going to have a special Mila. So it's Kedai to learn about Shabbos as we head into the first Shabbos of Shovavim. The told us Aaron, Rav Aaron Jitomer, who was a Talmud of the Berditchever. It's a very hard sefer to learn. It's a very difficult sefer. But he writes in Parshas Ve'era, he has a couple little ideas scattered throughout these parshios about Shovavim. They're hard to understand. But he writes in Parshas Ve'era, V'gam b'chol zman nofeles nitzotzos mikol adam michatas neurim. He says, whenever a person sins with Pagam HaBris, with this Ve'era, he causes a descent, a yirida, some type of falling out of holy sparks. V'ikar ha'tikun hu b'yamim shel shovavim. And the greatest time in the calendar year where we have access to try to fix this Ve'era, bear in mind, this is an Avera that the Zohar writes in Parshas Noach and in Parshas Vayechi, that Pagam HaBris, a person who is Motzi Zera Levatala, there is no tshuva for such a thing. There is no tshuva for such a thing. All the tzaddikim tell us there is tshuva for such a thing, you just have to understand that it's a different type of tshuva. Maybe it needs a higher level of tshuva. So therefore, says the Toldos Aharon, when it comes to Shovavim, this is a time of the calendar year that was given to us specifically to be metake in this inyan. Tzaddikim bring a remez, they say the gematria of Shovavim is 360, which is gematria Yosef Tzaddik. Because Yosef HaTzaddik was the one who was the embodiment of Kedusha Sabris. And of course, as we read these parshios of Klal Yisrael's descent into Mitzrayim, and our parsha very sadly begins, that the Egyptians, who had benefited so greatly from Yosef, that Yosef was the one who sustained their society, all of a sudden, right? Vayakom melech chadash al Mitzrayim asher lo yada es Yosef. A new king comes to town, a new king is in power, and he denies knowing Yosef. Not knowing Yosef means not knowing this inyan of Kedusha. So Shovavim is gematria Yosef Tzaddik. That's what the Svarim say. They say for Oel Eshem, from Hashem Klingberg, who was a Kaddush who was killed in the Holocaust, says that many Svarim say that remes. So the Toldos Aharon says, so Shovavim is a time for fixing this Avera in general. But then he writes, Kumavur Barizal, fine, as we find in the writings of the Arizal, Ubeprat b'yamei Shabbosos shel Parshios Halavu. Specifically, on Shabbos, it's an even greater opportunity for a person to be metak in this inyan. And the question I want to just very simply discuss, very pashut, why is that so? What is it about Shabbos that Shabbos somehow has this added, again, Shabbos in general has the unique ability, more so than the days of the week, obviously, but that the Shabbos of Shovavim should be able to be the greatest opportunity for a person to be attacking these inyanim, we need to try to understand. So we'll say just some very pashut things. None of the Maamar Kamos here are particularly fancy today. Just simple ideas to understand what is Shabbos in general, and why does it work so well during Shovim? Why is Shabbos so critical? And hopefully we'll just be inspired to try to maximize these Shavasos and to really feel Mekusher, to feel deeply connected to Shabbos. In the Torah's Avos, which is a collection that was written by the Slonim Rebbe, a collection of the different tzaddikim who the Slonim Hasidic dynasty comes from. So in his section on Kedushas HaShabbos is a beautiful teaching from Rav Moshe of Kubrin. The Kubriner said that we say on Shabbos, Tchila L'mikrai Kodesh. Shabbos is Tchila L'mikrai Kodesh. So says the Kubriner, Rav Moshe of Kubrin, B'im Adam Rotza L'skarev L'Kedusha, V'Lavodat Hashem. A person wants to get close to Kedusha. I want to be close to Hashem. I want to be close to Inyane Kedusha. Ve'eini yodea b'ma lahaschil. And I have no idea where to start. Is it davening? Is it learning? Is it this? Is it that? So, says the Kavlach b'inyane Shabbos Kodesh. If you start with Shabbos, if you start being mechazik your Shabbos, so Shabbos is all-encompassing. That's what we're going to talk about today. Just like this Avera is all-encompassing, just like the Bris Milah is the foundation of a person's connection to Hashem, it's the first mitzvah, so to speak, that we do as young babies, and it solidifies a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and because of that, it's sort of all-encompassing. It transforms not just the Makom Milah, it transforms the entire body. And the Gemara, when it refers to intimacy, it says it's something that the entire body is Neh Nefram. So the Makom Milah, even though it's a specific aver of the body, it's a specific part of the body, but it's something that affects the entire feelings of the entire body. So too Shabbos, you'll see, is all-encompassing. And therefore, when a Jew needs to be metake in this inyan of Pagam HaBris, so he needs something that's all-encompassing in order to correct. The Chida, the great Sfardi Gaon in the 1700s, wrote so many Svarim. It's unbelievable. The Chida wrote tens of Svarim, probably over 100 Svarim in his lifetime. In all areas, in Kabbalah, in Halacha, in everything, Mamish everything. In Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Sod. So in the Kisei David, which are his drashos, amazing drashos, he writes the following on the words, V'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha v'shamata b'kolo. V'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha. He brings a nice idea. He says, Mavur b'kam makomos, de'ikir ha'tshuva hi Shabbos. Why is Shovavim, which is the Zman of Tshuva, why are the Shabbosos of Shovavim extra powerful? Because Shabbos in general is the Zman of Tshuva. The Svarim HaKadoshim say that Shabbos is Rashi Tevos, Shabbat is Shabbos Bo Tashuv. Shin Beis Tav. Shabbos Bo Tashuv. On Shabbos you shall return. That's what the word means, Shabbos. It's a state of return. Al Yetze Ish Memakomo B'Yom HaShabbos. A person doesn't go away from his place on Shabbos, but Makom also means Hashem. It's a time of returning to Hashem, being connected to Hashem. So the Psukim describe in Parshas Nitzavim, that's where this Pasuk is from, V'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha. Like some of us learned yesterday, tshuva is so great that it reaches all the way ad kisei hakavod, ad Hashem Elokecha. Gemara in Yoma discusses just how far tshuva reaches. So v'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha. So says the Chida, Shabbos in general is the primary way that a Jew experiences tshuva. Shabbos itself is a zman of tshuva, it's a call to tshuva. The imshomim Shabbos k'makayim kol haTorah v'nidcheis haSetra Achra. If you keep Shabbos, it's as if you kept the entirety of the Torah. Shabbos is an all-encompassing mitzvah. And therefore, very often, my Shabbos will be indicative of my overall avodas Hashem. If my Shabbos is strong, it's usually an indication that my Yiddishkeit is strong. And if my Shabbos is not so strong, that can be very helpful in a person realizing that, you know what, maybe I'm not as connected to Hashem as I need to be. The tzaddikim felt a strong Shabbos by a tzaddik is a very big part of his avoda, because Shabbos is an all-encompassing expression of one's avodas Hashem. So says the Chida, he says, maybe you can read the pasuk like this. Ve'efshar shezer ramaz v'pasuk, when the pasuk says, v'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha, maybe instead of reading it v'shavta, you can read it v'shabbos. V'shabbos ad Hashem Elokecha. That's what Shabbos is. Ramaz al Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos brings a person to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He then goes on and he says, what's the Vishabbos? right? I mean, it's Vishavta, but what's Vishabas? So he has an explanation, but I think we could say Pashut, again, in the context of what we're learning today, the letter Vav is the letter that's associated with the Os Bris Kodesh. The letter Vav is the Os Emes. The Makomila is called Emes. Right? The letter Vav is the Os Bris Kodesh. The letter Vav is the letter of Bris Mila. We explained the other day, I'll just review it for those who aren't there. It doesn't say for Yetzirah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put two brisos within man. There's a bris halashon, right, the covenant of speech, and then there's the bris hama'or, the covenant of the flesh. So it says in Sefer Yetzirah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed a bris between man's 10 fingers and between man's 10 toes. Picture a person with their hands and legs stretched out. So between my hands is my bris halashon, is my path, and between one's legs is his bris mila, is his bris hama'or. So it's very interesting. There's a sefer called the Or HaTzvi, and in the Or HaTzvi he says these 10 fingers, 10 toes plus the bris halashon and the bris hama'or, it's 22 in total, right? 10 fingers, 10 toes plus 2 brisos correspond to the 22 letters of the aleph bais. And he makes a cheshbon. He says if you count, if you try to assign a letter to each of the fingers and the toes and the bris hapeh and the bris hama'or, the bris mila, so you find something very interesting. He says you start counting from the bottom up. You start from your toes. So let's say you start from your right foot, right? So aleph bay is gimel dalet hay. Bris mila is vav. So that's what the Zohar says. That the bris mila is those vav. You go on to the left foot. Zayin, ches, tes, yud, chaf. Now on to the hands. Lamed, mem, nun, samach, ayin, pei. The peh is keneged the os pei. Right? Tzadi, kuf, resh, and tuf. Okay? So the bris mila is keneged the os vav. It's an interesting remez to this idea. But that's why the pasuk says, vishavta Hashem Elokecha. Because my vav and its relationship to Shabbos is going to be indicative of my relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah. Pei vav is gematria Elokim. That's right. He talks about it there. Elokim is, what would you say? How would you say it? Elokim is Hashem's name of din, of gvura, which in this context means restraint, right? These are things that you need to restrain. It's very easy for a person to... The Chavetz Chaim writes that Hashem gave us a double-edged sword, so to speak, in the ability to speak. On the one hand, I could say Torah so fast. I mean, if you think about the complexity of forming words, it's a pella that we barely have to think before we can talk. Right? But the flip side is that a person can speak Lashon Hara very quickly also. Talmud Torah keneged kulam, the Yerushalmi says Lashon Hara keneged kulam. It's something that can be used very quickly, very positively, or very destructively. The same thing is true with the Bris Mila. It can be very positive, it can be very destructive. You could populate the world, Pru Ravu, Mekayim, the first mitzvah of the Torah. Again, first mitzvah also means it's all-encompassing. Again, hinting to the fact that Bris Mila is an all-encompassing thing. And at the same time, it could completely destroy a person. So Vishavta, which he's learning as what? Vishabas, Ad Hashem Elokecha, but I think the Vav, again, the Chida has a different pshat, which is not on the page in front of you, but I think that Vav also is Meram is to this Inyan. That the connection between the Vav, the Oz Bris, and Shabbos is going to be, again, an indicator of my relationship with the Kadosh Baruch. The relationship between Shabbos and Tshuva is very ancient. Let's learn about the relationship between Shabbos and Tshuva. Right? Because if we understand how deeply connected Shabbos is to Tshuva, if we understand this idea better, we'll understand that Shovim, which is all about the deepest cleansing that we need, the ultimate type of tshuva, so then we'll understand the role of Shabbos on Shovim. There's a sefer called She'eris Yisrael, the tzaddik of Velednik. Interesting drushos. He has a lot in there about Shovim. So he writes in there, he says that the real gemar chasima of Yom Kippur is Shovim. Makes a connection between Yom Kippur and Shovim. Right? Yom Kippur may have been the day that Avram got his bris mila. More than that, if Yom Kippur is called, right, Shabbat Shabbaton, it's a Shabbos of sorts, in a certain sense, in halacha, Shabbos, regular Shabbos, it sounds foreign to us because, Shabbos comes every week and Yom Kippur comes once a year. But halachically speaking, Shabbos is held to a higher level of Kedusha than even Yom Kippur. In terms of the punishment for violating Shabbos and the punishment for violating Yom Kippur, Shabbos is more severe. Shabbos is skila. Shabbos is more severe. There's a Tosfos, I don't remember where, somewhere in Masechta Shabbos, that emphasizes this, that Shabbos is more severe than Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is Shabbat Shabbaton. Shabbat Shabbaton means like a miniature Shabbos. Which means that if Yom Kippur, we think Yom Kippur is like the ultimate in tshuva, but Shabbos is also the ultimate in tshuva. So let's understand, so the Sheiris Yisrael says, Shovavim, Sheiris Yisrael writes in his drashos that Shovavim is really the conclusion of Yom Kippur, which again makes a lot of sense with this theme that we're developing. But let's learn the Beis Halevi on Parshas Bereishis, and we'll see just how ancient the relationship between Shabbos and Tshuva is. Isa b'medrash, paga adam arishon b'kayin, v'amar lo ma nase b'dincha. So Adam arishon meets up with Kayin. Adam's got problems for his averos. Kayin was the first murderer. So Adam arishon says to his son Kayin, he says, "Knew what happened to you? You know, like what were you sentenced to? What happened in court?" He says to his father, Amarle, asisi tshuva v'nispasharti. I did tshuva and I was exonerated. You know, Kayin also had a stamp that he had to carry around for a long time. Kayin was a marked man, right? But says the Medrash that Kayin, in a certain sense, got a plea bargain because he did tshuva. Adam Arishon hears this, and Adam Arishon responds, "Amar kach hi kocha shel tshuva. This is the power of tshuva. I didn't know." Pasach va'amar mizmor shir liyom haShabbos. So Adam Rishon said, "Wow, if this is the power of tshuva, then mizmor shir liyom haShabbos." What's the pshat in this medrash? Why did he start singing about Shabbos? Because he saw the kain tshuva. Says the Beis Halevi, harbe perushim nemru al zeh. There's many explanations about this maimer chazal, but he says, "I'll tell you the following." He says, "Va'perush habar hu kipshuto." Let's learn a medrash in Koheles. The Amar Sham Shlomo Melech Alav Shalom says there that Shlomo Melech said Zayin Havalim. How does Koheles begin? Hevel Havalim Hakol Havel. Right, seven Lashonos of Hevel. Can I get Zayin Yemei Bereishis? Sunday is Hevel. Monday is Hevel. Tuesday is Hevel. Wednesday is Hevel. Thursday is Hevel. Friday is Hevel. Shabbos is Hevel. Shabbos is Hevel. How did he say such a thing? The whole thing is Hevel. Hevel Avalim. Shlomo HaMelech discredited the entire creation, including Shabbos. Seven Lashonos of Hevel corresponding to what? The 7 days of the week. And you know why he said that Shabbos is Hevel? Because it's impossible. It's too hard. The Torah says about a person who's Mechal Shabbos that he's going to die. So Shabbos is scary. Why do I want this? Such big risks. You're telling me if I intentionally take a black jelly bean out of the bowl, and there are two witnesses who say, don't take that black jelly bean out of the bowl, if you don't like black jelly beans, because it's borer, and we're going to execute you by stoning. And the person says, afal pichin, and he takes out the black jelly bean. So for removing a black jelly bean from a bowl of colored jelly beans, this guy is now going to be killed in the most severe way. Right? So Shlomo Melech says, Hevel Avalim, what do I need this for? This is what I need? Mechaleh Mos Yumas, this is super high stakes. I'm not interested in this. Thanks, but no thanks. Amar Gam Kenegdo, the Gam Bezech Chisaron, Da Yidei Godel Kedushasov V'Chomer As Harosov, Im Yichshobo Yegi Ala Onesh. It's too risky. It's too weighty. I don't want to deal with Shabbos. I wish we wouldn't have been given Shabbos. I wish we didn't have Shabbos. Scary thing. Shlomo Melech, the wisest of men, should say such a thing, or to consider such a thing. V'chol zehu im lo hayam moil tshuva. But explains the Beis Halevi, Shabbos is only scary if you mess up, that there's no room to rectify. Aval keivan shiraa de tshuva moil lechaper. Once he saw that tshuva has the ability to fix one's mistakes of the past, shuv hayeshabis below shum chisaron v'kulo tov gamor. Now that I know that even if a person is machal Shabbos and chayv karis, he can do tshuva. So, okay, val kein amar mizmor shir liyom haShabbos. Right, the fact that Shabbos also has the ability to do tshuva. Wow, even for such a big avera like violating Shabbos, you could do tshuva? Yeah, even for such a big avera, you could do tshuva. Okay, so mizmor shir liyom haShabbos. So explains the Beis HaLevi, Lefi Mavur Le'el, Tshuva u'mitzvah Shabbos hakol b'china achasi. Tshuva and Shabbos are one and the same thing. Every Shabbos is about tshuva. The Indian Shabbos hu leida. Why? Because what is Shabbos? What am I saying when I keep Shabbos? You know what I'm saying? I'm saying God created the world. When did Hashem create the world? Tavshin. Hamachadish b'tuva b'chol yom tamid ma'aseh bereishis. Every second a Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving life to the world, is pumping chiyus into the world. So for if my recognition of Shabbos is a recognition of a creator, he's making the world a bria chadasha, ve'ein rega hakudemes siba l'rega shalachera, that what happens in this second is not necessarily dependent upon or deeply connected to what happened the moment before. So that's what tshuva is. Tshuva is the same idea. Shabbos says, right, that there's a Rabbono Shalom who creates the world new every second, and I'm acknowledging his existence. Tshuva is the same thing. Tshuva says, a minute ago I was a sheigetz. A minute ago I was a lowlife. But right now I'm a tzaddik. The Gemara says in Kedushin, a person says, Harei ha-mekudeshes li amanas, that I'm a tzaddik. Mekudeshes. Why? Maybe he had to hear her tshuva. Maybe he had one moment of real tshuva, and he went from being, you know, his reputation of being a bum, and being a lowlife, a person who's involved in all sorts of lowly things. In a second, tshuva could transform everything. So Shabbos is connected to tshuva in the sense that they both express this instant transformation that can take place, this complete transformation, the sudden transformation, and the complete transformation. Turn to the top of the next page. He says, therefore, the Medrash tells us in several places, Amar abal tshuva va'ata bori oso bria chadasha. It says about abal tshuva that abal tshuva is seen to be a bria chadasha. The Baal Tshuva is literally, he's recreated. He has no connection to the person that biologically he was a few seconds earlier. And therefore, now you understand the Medrash, when Cain says to Adam HaRishon, Cain who murdered his brother, right, such a serious avera, and all of a sudden he says, I was able to do Tshuva. So says Adam HaRishon, Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos. Adam understood in that moment that there's a deep connection between Shabbos and Tshuva. That they both represent what? Complete transformation. And that's what the Gemara says in Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches. He concludes the piece, Kol HaMashamer Shabbos Kilchaso. If a person is Shomer Shabbos properly, Afilu Oved Avodah Zarah Kedor Enosh Mochlin Lo. Even if you are the generation that created idol worship, even if you're a generation that's steeped in idol worship, a person can have what? Can have Mechila. The cave and the Shomer Shabbos kill chosom mekablin chuvaso mochin lo avonosa, because Shabbos has this ability to change everything. Shabbos can change everything. Shabbos can undo the murder of Cain. Shabbos can undo the avodah zarah of Dor Enosh. No, so Mistama could also undo the third of the big three: Shvichas Damim, avodah zarah, Gilei Arayos. So apparently Shabbos has the ability to correct Pagam HaBris. Let's skip 6 for 1 second. Let's go to source number 7 and 8. Nezivah Shalom in his Kuntras on Shovavim, he quotes from the first Slatim Rebbe, the Yesod HaAvodah, who says that Shabbos hu tikkun klali. Shabbos is the all-encompassing tikkun. As the Gemara we just quoted says, HaShomer Shabbos kilchaso, mochlin lo al kol avonosav. And a person who keeps Shabbos, it erases all of your averos. Even this avera that, again, the Zohar says in several places, can't be erased. Va'afilu shemitz minutz va'avodah zarah mochlin lo v'tikun gadol l'pagam bris. So Shabbos can fix murder. Shabbos can fix avodah zarah. Shabbos can fix gilei arayos. Shabbos can metaken the pagam bris. And again, what's so amazing is it can do it so quickly. One of the hard things about tshuva is that tshuva, you learn the Rambam's Hilchos Tshuva, you understand the Rambam spells out a process of tshuva. There are steps to tshuva. There are steps. There's a framework by which a person experiences tshuva. What's remarkable about Shabbos, the way that we just saw in the Beis HaLevi, is that Shabbos has this ability to what? To teach a person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is transforming things every second. Which means it doesn't have to be this long process of me as me, you know, fixing myself. I can just recreate myself completely. That's what Shabbos represents. The Arve Nachal, in his magnificent drashos in Parsha Shmini, Rabbi Nachal was a contemporary also of the Berditchever. He had a sheiches to the Yosher Divrei Emes and other tzaddikim. Rav Yechiel Michal of Zlotchev. So the Arve Nachal, he was a posek, right? You have his writings on Shulchan Aruch also, the Levushei Sarad. So in his drashos, in Parsha Shmini, he writes about the sudden transformation that takes place and the instantaneous tshuva that can take place on Shabbos. Again, you think, this is such a big of era, Pagama Bris, it's going to take all sorts of things to fix it. No. With Shabbos alone, you can wipe out the whole thing. Says the Arve Nachal in source number 8. V'chein shmiras Shabbos, hu klal ha-Torah. Shabbos, again, is all-encompassing. If this is an all-encompassing avera, Shabbos is all-encompassing mitzvah. V'al-yidei shmiras Shabbos kil chaso, yuchol lichones b'chol nun shari kedusha b'pam achas. Amazing. A person can go mamish from the depths of Tumas Mitzrayim. Again, Shovim is experienced during these weeks as Klal Yisrael are experiencing Shemos, Ve'era, Bo, struggling in Mitzrayim, Ervas Haaretz, as it's known throughout Tanakh, a place of terrible immorality. But Shabbos has the ability to what? To change everything over. Kamo Em Yatzdik Maisav, Tof Yom Ritzufim. It's like a person who transformed himself for 400 days straight. Imagine if a person did an Avera for a long time, and then all of a sudden, if he has a 400-day streak of not doing a particular Avera. It's a chashuv thing. Umizeh atam mavuar b'chol sifrei musar, shabal tshuva i'efshala letakin ma'isav el al yidei shmira Shabbos. Why does the Baal Tshuva need Shabbos so badly? The Baal Tshuva says, how am I going to change? You need me to change myself completely? It's so hard. So we give him an eight. So we say there's something, there's a special thing that can cleanse you from head to toe very quickly. It's called Shabbos. V'hainu lefi shetzarech li leitzei mehecholos hatumba kafi ashir shahaya behem. If you want to now enter into the realms of Kedusha corresponding to the depths of your tumba, so the deeper my tumba is, the harder it is to get out of it. Lichanes becholos haKedusha. V'shir mahalach shari tumba tof yom. Now again, I don't know what the source for this is, but he says the distance to travel out of a madrega of Tumah is 400 days. So if you're on the 49th level of Tumah, you got a long journey ahead of yourself. Right? Our Chaim HaKadosh writes in Parshas Shmos that in our time before Mashiach comes, we're going to fall to level 50. So we've got a lot of traveling to do, many steps to take. V'chein mahalach shari Kedusha. The same thing is true for Kedusha. Kedusha also takes 400 steps to enter into a realm of Kedusha. 400 days. Whatever that means exactly. U'kema'at mehanimna shiyatzdik adam ma'isav tof yom. Oshin yom v'kedoma b'lish yifkom behem rega. And it's almost impossible. Come on, let's be honest. Who can do anything for 400 days straight? Who can do any mitzvah for 400 days straight without ever messing up? Consistency like that, it's a rare thing. Ki yetzer leiv ha'adam raminu rav. Because after all, he's accustomed from his youth to listen to his Yetzirah. So now what? All of a sudden he's a tzaddik and he never listens. He just goes weeks and weeks and weeks and months and months and months without ever succumbing to the temptations of the Yetzirah. Again, whatever avera we're talking about. V'kama dvarim she'ein adam nitzel b'hem michol yom. And the Gemara Baba Basra says there are certain things that a person can't escape on a daily basis. One of them is arayos. The Gemara says arayos? Well, at least an avak of arayos, right? On some level, maybe you didn't do you didn't actively do an avera, but come on, who didn't have a lewd thought, an improper thought, a hiror? It's impossible. So how is a person ever going to correct himself with such a demanding, process of tshuva? So he says, Masha'inkin al yidei shmira Shabbos. The secret of Shabbos is that what? Yotze mikol atuma in a single leap. V'nichnas l'kedusha. Shabbos has the ability to get a person from what? From a place of terrible lowliness to a very lofty place very quickly. He doesn't really explain why, but I think we understand now based on the Beis Halevi. Because Shabbos, again, is the reminder that there's a creator to the world and Hashem is mechadish every second. Hashem is renewing the world. Which means instead of taking the me that is sullied, that is dirtied, and trying to go through this long process of what? Of fixing it, I could just reinvent myself. I could recreate myself. That's what Shabbos has the ability to do. Shabbos is all-encompassing in that way. Shabbos gave the pieces of the Bria a sense of klal. Let's go back to the Shem Yishmuel now. The very first piece of Shem Yishmuel on Chumash. Parshas Bereishis. The Shem Yishmuel quotes a very interesting medrash. The Medrash says on the pasuk in Mishlei, "Hago sigim mikosef v'yetze latzoref kali," as the pasuk says. Like the refining, like the removing of the impurities from silver, so too a person who refines metal is able to fashion a kli. Says the Medrash, Amar Abelazar b'shem Rabbi Yaakov, Mashal le'ambati shaysa malei amayim. Imagine a bathtub that was filled with water. V'hayu bo shnei diuskasim na'im. And it has these two beautiful, now I'm not sure exactly what diuskasim means, but let's imagine there's, you know, these two beautiful tiles at the bottom of the bathtub, right? Or there's some type of spout, right, from where the water comes out. But now the water is covering over this decorative spout or these decorative tiles, or whatever it is. There's something at the bottom of the bath, which is a beautiful art, has a beautiful aesthetically beautiful artistic design, but it's covered over by the water. So, right, again, while the tub is filled with water, you don't recognize these two diuskasim that are at the bottom. But once the water is moved aside, all of a sudden you recognize what was beneath the surface. Okay? Again, whatever exactly the Medrash is describing in the ancient bath, fine. But says the Medrash, Kach kol zman shehaya olam tov vavo. So when the world was originally flooded with emptiness, covered over by the emptiness of the tohu vavohu, lo niras malachas shamayim va'aretz. The potential of shamayim va'aretz was covered over. Kevan shenekar tohu vavohu mina olam niras malachas shamayim va'aretz. Says the Medrash, once God removed the emptiness, the void of the world, all of a sudden, the handiwork of Hashem, the Shemayim Varetz, was able to express itself. Vayetze letzorev keli, like the refiner who produces a kli, nasu kelim, right? The world now has kelim. Hadehu dichsiv vayechulu Hashemayim Varetz v'chol tzavam. Vayechulu the tov avo. What's the context of vayechulu Hashemayim v'haaretz v'chol tzavam? Obviously, the context of that pasuk, Shemayim Varetz, is Shabbos. So explains the Shem Yishmul exactly. All the pieces of the week, all the pieces of our life become very scattered when we don't have a deep connection to Shabbos. Shabbos has this ability, vayechulu. Shabbos gives a kli, gives some type of structure to all the pieces of my life. And when a person is living, so to speak, within kelim, that's a good thing. When a person is mosi zera levatala, it's a form of pizor. It's a form of pizor hanefesh, a scattering of one's soul. It causes a lack of yishuv hadas. It creates a tremendous disconnect. Says the Shem Yishmul in the second paragraph, Hinei kol bria pratis mi brias shamayim v'aretz. Terem bo yom ha-shabbos hayekol prat uprat b'fnei atzmo. Before Shabbos came along, every bit of the bria stood on its own. There wasn't something that unified it. There wasn't some all-encompassing kli, so to speak, with which to contain all of the pratim of the bria. Ki hayachoser behem koach ha-ma'achir osam. It was lacking the thing that would unify them. Achasher ba yom haShabbos ba bechol habriya pratis ruach nafshi. All of a sudden, there was a spirit that unified all of the details of life. Ahayah Shabbos kmo hanefesh ba'adam. Just like your body without your soul is a big trouble, so too the world without Shabbos, the pieces don't work. It doesn't function properly. Comes along Shabbos and what? Shavas vayinafash. Shabbos comes to give the nefesh to the world. Vayechulu hashamayim va'aretz. The work of shamayim va'aretz is able to come together when there's a Shabbos. So Shabbos has this ability to what? To be kloliastic. Vayechulu. It's like a kli. And that also helps us to understand this connection to the Midah of Yesod. Every time we take out the Sefer Torah, we recite a series of psukim. B'cha Hashem, Hagdula, V'Gavura, V'Tiferes, V'Netzach, V'Hod. Anyone know where those psukim come from? Where do those psukim come from? Anyone know? Divrei Hayamim, that's right. It comes from Divrei Hayamim. Okay, it comes from Divrei Hayamim. B'cha Hashem, Hagdula, V'Gavura, V'Tiferes, V'Netzach, V'Hod, Ki Kol B'Shamayim U'Va'aretz. B'cha Hashem, Hamam L'Chav, V'Snasei L'Chol L'Rosh. Okay, so if you look at the list, you'll notice many of the phrases are the names of the Sfiros. Right? The Sfiros, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchus. So it says here, it says, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod. Right? But some of them are said in a code. So for example, it says, Lecha Hashem HaGedula. Gedula is a code word for Chesed. So again, listen. Lecha Hashem HaGedula, which is Chesed. Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod. What's next? Ki Kol B'Shamayim U'Va'aretz. What's Ki Kol? So the tzaddikim tell us that Ki Kol is connected Yesod. Yesod is the sphere that corresponds to what we're talking about. Corresponds to the Bris Milah. It's known as the Yesod. It's the foundation. It's the first mitzvah you ever did as a baby. Receiving a Bris Milah. Tzaddikim tell us that Ki Kol, the gematria of Ki Kol, is gematria Yesod. Ki Kol is gematria 80, which is gematria Yesod. The number 80 also connects us to Yosef at Tzaddik, because the Rishonim notice that Yosef at Tzaddik was the Melech of Mitzrayim. He had a Nekuda of Malchus. He wasn't the Melech, but he was second. He had an element of Malchus in Mitzrayim for 80 years. The longest Malchus in Tanakh. Yosef at Tzaddik, from the age of 30 till his death at 110. The Chizkuni points it out, I think, on Chumash, that for 80 years, or maybe it's the Sfarno, for 80 years, Yosef at Tzaddik was a Melech in Mitzrayim. What does it mean to be a melech in Mitzrayim? It means in the place of Arayos, in Erev HaSaaretz, in a place where he was tempted by Eishes Potiphar, he was malach, he had dominance, this midah of Yesod. He was able to combine Yesod and Malchus, is really what it means, in a remarkable way, for 80 years. So Ki Kol is connected the midah of Yesod. But why is it called Ki Kol? Why is it called Kol? Because that's what we're saying here. It's all encompassing. And that's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is also Vayechulu HaShamayim. Shabbos takes Shemayim and Aretz and it unifies it. It's Ma'achid Shemayim Va'ara, which is what the Zohar says about Yesod. It has this ability to align what? The spirit and the body. Because if you think about the Bris Milah, that's what it is. The Bris Milah, again, could be Kodesh Kadashim, could be the holiest part of a person's body, or it could be the part that is most profane. It's most misused. So it's sort of the point of connection between Shemayim and Va'aretz. Does the body and the neshama, do they work in tandem? Or do they become enemies of one another? The Sfarim bring a further remes. They say, what's the gematria of, what does the pasuk say? Vayechulu ha-shamayim va'aretz. I think that's the remes. What's the gematria of ha-shamayim va'aretz? Let's do it together. Because again, that pasuk is, that's the kli. Vayechulu, kikol, ha-shamayim va'aretz. So what's the gematria of ha-shamayim va'aretz? How much is ha-shamayim? 395. Okay, I think it's Viha'aretz. Hashemayim Viha'aretz. Let's see if it works. 302. Shemayim. Right? Vayichulu, again, if you have this midah of kol, of yesod, hashamayim va'aretz. You unify all the pieces of your life. Again, that's what Shabbos is. During the week, we're scattered, we're all over the place. Shabbos, a Jew comes home. It's tshuva, to return to his place. So the Sfarim say that hashamayim va'aretz is 697, which is gematria, what? Bris Milah. Bris is 612, and Milah is 85. Right, so when a person has his bris milah and it's guarded in the right way, so all of a sudden the pieces of his life come together, and that's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is the day where we stop and we think of, we make a cheshbon nefesh. Like during the week, I was all over the place, but Shabbos, I got it together. I brought everything together, and again, that's the all encompassing nature of Shabbos and the suddenness with which Shabbos can bring a person to tshuva. Okay, let's just end. Let's go to the last page. With a couple more points, and then we'll daven mincha in 10 minutes from now. For those who want to daven mincha, okay, let's learn the Sfas Emes in this week's parsha, which is really strong. Because again, we have to really connect it to the parsha as well. What we're connecting is we're saying Shabbos and Shovim are a very strong partnership. But let's try to understand how this week's parsha and how Klal Yisrael's connection to Shabbos in Mitzrayim kept them above Mitzrayim. It's amazing. Chazal tell us that for all the years we were in Mitzrayim, there was only one act of Arayos that took place. Who was it? What was it? What was the one act of Arayos that took place? What? No. That was a victory. We consider that a victory. Yeah, Shlomi is Bas Divri Lamate Dun. Yeah, Shlomi is Bas Divri Lamate Dun. Right? So even though she was taken advantage of by a Mitzri, but Chazal say her name was Shlomis Bas Divri. She always said shalom to the Mitzrayim. She spoke too much. She was too busy talking to them. Right? Divri, she had too many diburim. Altar basicha me'isha. She put herself out there, and that's why she became a target for the Egyptians. But Chazal say, it's the only case, Chazal say, for all the years we were in Mitzrayim, there's only one case of arayos. There's only one woman who got involved with the Mitzrayim man, and even there she was abused, she was taken advantage of. Right? She made herself a target, unfortunately. Right? But Chazal are blown away by the fact that how were we gadur ba'arayos? We maintained our sanctity in Mitzrayim. Right? We were able to maintain our yichus in Mitzrayim in a remarkable way. So says the Sfas Emes in this week's Parsha. Source number 9. Isa ki Moshe Rabbeinu olav ha-shalom tikein lebnei Yisrael Shabbos Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu, we learned earlier this week, some of us, that Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who created the concept of Shabbos in Mitzrayim. Moshe created Shabbos. Before the Jews got to Har Sinai and they heard Zachar v'shamar b'dibra echa to keep Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu already convinced Paro to give the Jews a Shabbos in Mitzrayim. And he talked Paro into it by saying, yeah, it makes a lot of sense. If you let them rest once a week, they'll work better the rest of the week. So Moshe was the one who was metaken the Indian of Shabbos in Mitzrayim. Af ki adayin lo nitin lama Shabbos, says Sfas Emes, even though Shabbos had not yet been given to them. This is a piece of Sfas Emes from 1874, Tafresh Lamed Dalet. Even though they didn't yet have Shabbos, they would get Shabbos later. Rak ba'avur ki b'nei Yisrael shovsim b'Shabbos Kodesh, ein makum sheyishlitu aleihem ha'umos ovdei alilim b'Shabbos, ki kolt shlitasan al yedei ha'malachus, v'uvdin dechol sheb'nei Yisrael osim. What gives the world the ability to enslave us? It's when we buy into the world. But if we attach ourselves to the world of Shabbos, even though Klal Yisrael were slaves in Mitzrayim, but they couldn't get us completely. If we have Shabbos, right? If we have Shabbos, then we're living me'ein olam haba, we're beyond this world. So a Jew is connected to Shabbos doesn't become enslaved to the world. When we give in to uvdin d'chol, when we become Jews who are connected to inyanei chol. So that gives the world greater dominance over us. Uveshabis ein lahem shlita. But therefore, in Mitzrayim, which is the place that represents the root of all of Galus, the Jews weren't enslaved on Shabbos. And that set, again, in a certain sense, Maisa Avo Simon Labanim, to teach us, the more you're connected to Shabbos, the less you'll be enslaved to the world. That possibility was being created in Mitzrayim. As it says, Hama'aneg es ha-Shabbos, a person who honors the Shabbos, who connects to Shabbos, is given a nachala b'li meitzarim. He frees himself from Mitzrayim. He frees himself from the borders, the boundaries, the limitations of this world. And because of Shabbos, they were able to experience geula. Because you know what the Jews of Mitzrayim did on Shabbos, on their day off? They didn't sleep the day away. Chazal tell us what they did. The Jews in Mitzrayim, that was their day where they were able to do tshuva. So says the Sfas Emes, writing in 1874, we're also in Galus. We're in Galus Edom. We're not in Mitzrayim, but we're in a different Galus with its own Meitzarim. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu has still given us Shabbos. We still have Shabbos. Right? Even the world tries to tap into Saturday as a day of rest, but they don't understand what Shabbos is really about. So in Galus today, we still have Shabbos. Shebnei Yisrael menichin kol askeim b'Shabbos. We put aside all of our what? All of our avoda uvdin d'chol, all of our avoda of the week, and we enter into the world of Shabbos. V'lachein b'Shabbos nikra cheirus. On Shabbos, we experience cheirus. She'ein aleim ol ha-galus, because we're makabel ol ha-Torah, mavir menu ol ha-galus. When a person accepts upon himself the yoke of Torah, then what? Then he's able to experience cheirus from the world. Let's go one step further. If Shabbos, right, is so much connected to Shovim through this connection to Tshuva, maybe we can say it a different way. What's the main thing a Jew needs to do during Shovim? So you'll look in some old Svar and you'll see you're supposed to fast a lot during Shovim. The Tzaddikim today say that's not the Avodah Shovim. What is the Avodah of Shavuot today? To learn Torah. Torah and Tshuva, again, it's a different shir. Today we're learning about Shabbos and Tshuva. Right? But Torah and Tshuva also one and the same. Torah and Tshuva, the way to do Tshuva is to attach yourself deeply to learn Torah Bahasmada. Tzaddikim talk about trying during Shovim to learn for 5 days. Okay, go for it. Why not? It's a hard thing. But if a person can learn with Hasmada, that's also a big, big, big tikkun for Pagam HaBris. Why? Good question. Shas. The Zera Kodesh writes in Pesbah that the Gematria of Shovim is Shas. That's right, 360. It's a Zera Kodesh. You thought it on? You thought it on your own? Okay, Shas. So it's from the Rapshasa. The Rapshasa in Parshas Bo says that if a Jew learns, right, Shas, Dafka Torah Shu'al Peh, that's the harder work of Torah, but that cleanses a person. It frees a person from this Avera. Again, this Avera is connected to one's connection to Arayos, to women. And the Rabbi Nachman talks about that the name, right, the name of the Sitra Achra Denukva is Lamed Yud Lamed Yud Tuf. Lamed Yud Lamed Yud Tuf. I don't usually say the name. That name is the female name of the Sitra Achra. Lamed Yud Tuf. It's Gematria Talmud. So when a person studies Gemara, again, it's an antidote for it. It's what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Yisurei Biyah, at the very end of Hilchos Yisurei Biyah, that a person who fills his mind with Torah doesn't have thoughts of Arayos. And if my mind is not connected to Torah, so I end up thinking about other things. Yeah.
Yesterday we said that Emunah and Kedusha are one and the same. So
right.
Torah plus Emunah is Gematria Tshuva.
Torah plus Emunah is Gematria Tshuva. Where'd you get that?
Just now?
Yeah. I think the Jikover says it. I think a Teres Yeshua from Jikover says it. Okay, so we have big people in the room. Guys are all gilgulim of all the tzaddikim of Poland. It's good. It's very good. So what was I saying? What was the point? So Shabbos is a day of Torah, right? Shabbos is a day of Torah. It's a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says in Shabbos, it's in Perek Tesvav Halacha Gimel. Yerushalmi says that Lo Nitnu Shabbosos. Why did God give us Shabbos? For Torah. So again, it all comes together. Shabbos is a day of Tshuva. Shabbos is a day of Torah. This is how a person's metake in the Pagam HaBris, by attaching himself to Torah. That's what Shabbos is. So again, there's a lot more to say about that, but we'll leave it for now. Okay? Let's just end with the following two thoughts. Number one, there's a very scary piece in the back of the Shilus and Chuvos Eretz HaTzvi, the Kodesh Glover. The Eretz Tzvi, not Eretz HaTzvi, that's what Shachter Sefer, Eretz Tzvi. The Eretz Tzvi, the Shilus and Chuvos Eretz Tzvi, in the back of the second volume, he has some drashos. The Kodesh Glover was one of the Rosh Yeshiva of Chachmei Lublin. He died al Kiddush Hashem. And his name is Rav Aryeh Tzvi Fromer. And he writes in the back there, he says a very frightening thing. He says, what happens when a person looks at forbidden images? He doesn't say it exactly like that. What happens when a person looks at Arayos? Right? A person's pogim is Einayim. There's a lack of Shmiras Einayim, a lack of Shmiras Habris. Right? Unfortunately, it affects a person's Selam Elokim. It damages a person's face. Tzaddikim, you go to real tzaddikim, they can read your face. They can look at a person's forehead specifically, right? They can see your averus. They can see on your face what you've been up to. It damages the eyes, it damages the face. So the Kodesh Glover says a very frightening thing. Hashem always wants us to do tshuva. But the Kodesh Glover says if a person comes face to face with forbidden things, he connects it to Al-Sheikh also connects it, that when the sons of Noach were covering over Noach, who was naked at the time, they walked backwards. So why did they walk backwards? The Al-Sheikh HaKadosh asked the question. Why couldn't they just walk forwards and close their eyes so they shouldn't see their father's nakedness? Because if your face comes into contact, even if you're not looking, that's a terrifying idea. That means you walk down the street, right, and you walk past a sign with a scantily clad woman on it, and you look away, you close your eyes, you don't look at it, but the fact that your face came into contact with it, it still has a pagam. What are you supposed to do? How are you supposed to survive in this world? You have to go into Rishon Bar Yochai's cave if you want to. So that's why they walked backwards. They didn't want to face Noach when he was naked, because they even understood that was a pagam. So says the Kodesh Glover, Sometimes a person, if his face becomes damaged, it's very hard for him to do tshuva. You know why? Because Hashem wants his children to do tshuva, as long as he can recognize you. But if a person damages his face so much, he says there could be such a thing that Hashem can't even recognize you. Now, of course, Hashem can recognize you. Right? But on some level, you've made yourself unrecognizable. You look like the same person, physically. But spiritually, your face is totally distorted to the point that Hashem can't even recognize you. So I thought you could say the following. Shabbos can help us with that problem. What do we know about Shabbos? Says the Medrash in source number 10, Vayavarech Elokim es Yom HaShvi, Baruchu Ba'or Panav Shal Adam, Kidshu Ba'or Panav Shal Adam, Lo Dome Or Panav Shal Adam Kol Yemos HaShabbos Kamoshu Doma B'Shabbos. Chazal say a person's face looks different. The radiance of a person's face is different on Shabbos. If you ever read Rav Soloveitchik's description of the water schlepper during the week, who was a Majitzer Chassid who we'd see on Shabbos in a shtreimel and a long coat, and he said it was a different person. Mamish's face looked different. They say about tzaddikim, literally their face was totally different. Their face was totally different on Shabbos from the way that they looked during the week. I think Rav Volbi said, you know what I'm talking about? Rav Volbi said when he came to Mir, and he saw Rav Yerucham for the first time, he couldn't recognize him during the week because he first saw him on Shabbos. I think that's what happened. He came on like a Thursday or a Friday. He saw Rav Yerucham. He saw the Mashkiach the first time on Shabbos. And then like during the week, he was asking, who's the Mashkiach? He's like, that person over there. He's like, what? That's not, I saw the Mashkiach on Shabbos. It's a different person. He said, yeah, on Shabbos, he looks different. A person's face looks different on Shabbos. Ah, so that's a big opportunity for us. If a person, God forbid, can become unrecognizable to a Kadosh Baruch Hu because his face has become so distorted from real sasuros, from seeing forbidden things. So on Shabbos, a person's face is shining again, which means an opportunity to run to Hashem and say, Hashem, I want to do tshuva. I want to be a different person. How do we begin Shabbos? How do we greet Shabbos? You have a new thing of Kabbalah Shabbos. In the Sefer Chai Olam Natan, the second to last source, quotes from the Vilna Gaon, like the distance from east to west, you need to turn your back on the Yetzihara and turn your face towards the Kadosh Baruch. So he writes, "V'hu demistovim b'shasha omer b'kabbalah Shabbos bawi b'shalom." Dafka boy b'shalom. Those who were here yesterday understand why it's shalom. Looking on yesterday, I think you know shalom. Yesh b'zeh har b'tam. There's a lot of reasons why we turn around by bawi b'shalom as we greet Shabbos. V'af shalom ar od tam. We say in b'mem adlikin, right? Or we say in the Goran Shabbos, "Chayiv adam l'mashmesh begadav erev Shabbos im chashecha." A person needs to check his begadim as it's getting dark, right? If there's no air, you got to make sure you're not carrying anything in your pockets. Okay. Ve'af shalom mar otam. Dichsiv chayiv adam l'mashmesh begadav erev Shabbos im chashecha. Va'omer avil nagon. The Gra explained. Begadav is a lashon of ashamnu begadnu. You have to check your rebelliousness against Hashem. As you come into Shabbos, erev Shabbos is a time of tshuva. Mashabagad babor b'meshach hashua. So when you come to Shabbos, you know what you do to greet the Shabbos? You turn your back on the 6 days of the week. You turn around, you say, Bowie b'shalom. You invite Shabbos in, right? Erev Shabbos hu echem nezmanim shal tshuva, l'chein mistovavim. We turn ourselves around. L'haro shalo l'sim leiv l'avonos. I turn away from my averos. L'shkoach mashak far haya, and I turn myself towards Shabbos Kodesh with a commitment to be a different Jew. Right? I turn away from my averos, I turn towards the Shabbos, and then I invite the Shabbos into my life. And again, that turnaround is also, again, it's the way that we turn our face away from the averos, that we try not to have even face-to-face contact, that we shouldn't become unrecognizable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from seeing things that we shouldn't see. So I leave you with the final source, again, from the Nesiva Shalom. This is on page 10 of his Kuntros on Shovim. He says, unfortunately, when a person has Pagam HaBris, it's sometimes hard for him to enjoy Shabbos. He feels disconnected from Shabbos. But we have to work hard. It goes in both directions. The more you can find a feeling, a cheshek for Shabbos, the easier it will be to mitake in the Bris. The more a person's pogame in the Bris, the harder it is for him to enjoy Shabbos. And look what he writes here. He says, Ma'abed kol regesh midavar shebekedusha. When a person is pogame in the Bris Mila, so it sucks out the Kedusha from him. Uveyichun mi Shabbos Kodesh. It affects all areas of Kedusha, especially Shabbos Kodesh. He doesn't feel Shabbos. Kamaimer Maranzal, as one of the earlier tzaddikim explained, Yismechu b'malchusecha shomrei Shabbos is Rashi Tevos Bris. 612. Yisbechu b'achusecha shomrei Shabbos is Rashi Tevas Kamachi your bris. Shahabaha talia, because your Shabbos is connected to your bris milah. Ukesheroa acherim hamargishim tam v'tanug. Choshev shemalachtam remia v'libam balimam. If a person is feeling like he's very much connected to Tumah, and then he sees a Jew who's really enjoying Shabbos, he hates his guts. So that's what he says here. He thinks he's faking it. Nah, he's just pretending. He's pretending to be really into Shabbos. You know, he's not really feeling it. Yes, he is. He's really feeling it because he's living a life of Kedusha. And the person who's immersed in Tumah, right, there's a revulsion for Shabbos. He doesn't like Shabbos because they go hand in hand. Instead of wanting to say, wow, this is a Shabbos Dikiyid, I want to get close to this guy, I have a time, I don't want to be around him. He rubs me the wrong way. It's like too into Kabbalah Shabbos. Yeah, because he's trying to be a Baal Tshuva. He's trying to live a life of Kedusha. And a person who's connected to this Tumah has a very hard time feeling Shabbos, because Shabbos is an expression of Emunah. And again, this is a lack of Emunah. It's a lack of Kedusha. It's a lack of Tshuva. It's a lack of Torah. So Mirtzah Hashem, as we come to the first Shabbos of Shovim, we should be zochet to feel Shabbos in a deep way. We should understand, again, Shabbos is all-encompassing. The same way this Aveira is all-encompassing, Shabbos has this ability to be all-encompassing. To cleanse one's face, to learn Torah, to be chozer b'tshuva, to undergo that complete transformation. And think about it, as you invite Shabbos in, that first Kabbalah Shabbos, you turn around, Friday night, when you turn around, think of yourself as what? As turning away from the Yitzhara, turning towards Shabbos, being mamashmesh begadav, saying these mistakes that I made, I never want to make those mistakes again. Shabbos is like that 400-day streak of tshuva, like we learned from the Arvei Nachal. And Amir Tzashem, we should be zochet to feel the light of Shabbos in our lives. Shkoyach. Okay, without mincha right now, for this one.
What is?